College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he's here physically, but not mentally. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. That one's kind of self-explanatory, though. We'll find out. Because right now it's time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got
for us? All right, Shirley, we're going down to the church. We got an issue down there. Well, you know, these people, they get in these ministries and... some of them just take it too far. Like, now, this one right here is the people that work in the parking lot at the church. You know,
but they
even call themselves the parking lot ministry, you know. But
yeah,
anyway,
Yeah, they're serving in their ministry. What?
All those big
got all that. But they're doing a little too much sometimes, Carla. Mm-hmm. They are. So this right here is called church parking lot. Church parking lot. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello, this is Brendan.
Brendan. Hey, I'm trying to reach
you. How you doing?
Brendan, I want to make sure I got the right person. You the person that, you work at the, first of all, I go to,
what's your name again?
My name Calvin. Brother
How
Calvin. But I go to, St. Missionary Baptist Church where you.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So everything all right?
Everything's fine. Well, I got a little issue and I'm trying to, get to the bottom of it. Now you work in the, before service start, You work in the parking lot on and
I do the attending, yeah.
Yeah, and you tell but people you wanna, where to park and stuff, right?
Right, right. Were you looking for some employment? You wanna join us?
Nah. The issue I got, man, I've been dealing with this probably about the last 2 months now.
What's wrong, brother?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to tell you. So the problem is when I come to the church, last couple months, man, my regular car done broke down on me, so I got an old van that I've been.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. I got an old van that I've been using to get around in. So right. Now, for the last 2 months, I've been riding in it. When I come into the church, you know, you and I find out who you were, but you keep sending me to the back of the parking lot, and then, but you know, I noticed.
No, on
the real. So you sending me to the back, and I'm noticing when I see cars that's like 2010, 2015 cars.
Well, listen, we don't have no set place where we put model car. You know, I just direct the traffic, brother.
Okay, so you trying to tell me for the last 2 months you just direct traffic, but you directed me to the back every time. But a car behind me or a car in front of me, it'll be going to the front.
Nah, where are you getting this information from?
I didn't seen you, man, or send people to the front to park. I didn't seen you do it.
Nah, I just put, you know, the bigger vehicles in the back and certain, you know, it's really no schedule. If you come in, I just direct you to the right or the left. It's really nothing to it, really.
So you're not trying to say so my van being raggedy ain't the reason why I'm being
No, we that's not what we're about. Nah.
Okay.
I'm sorry you feel that way. So I guess this Sunday.
Let me. I'm gonna tell you about this Sunday. Let me tell you right now. When my van pull up there Sunday, I'm gonna tell you right now. If I get sent to the back, I'm gonna tell you right now. It's gonna be a problem if I get sent to the back.
Now you don't have to cuss, brother. Just calm down. It's not that serious.
No, it is that serious. Cause see, I got a ragged van. I know that. But that's the reason why I'm getting sent to the back, and I know it. Cause the car I had before, y'all was sending me up front. So I already know. I'm telling you right now, Brendan. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be a problem if I get sent to the back,
brother. You just singled me out.
I didn't single you out. You are the person that has been sending me to the back, dude.
No, I haven't.
Why are
you accusing me of something?
I ain't got, because I didn't see it.
No, you are. You're calling me out of the blue, and you're accusing me of something that I'm not doing.
You done sent my raggedy ass van to the back. You done done it 2 months straight, Brendan. You have done it.
No, I haven't. No, I have not.
Yes, you have. You sent all the cars up front. That's what you're doing. But I tell you what, come Sunday, going to be a problem.
So now you're threatening me? Now listen, we can meet up at it. We can meet up at it before any cars get there. How about that?
I don't care how you want to do it, Brendan.
Actually do know how you want to do it, so bring it then.
Okay, I'm letting you know. My car,
5 a.m.
my van going to be up front. Come
your van. Your van. It's me and you. How about that? You want to talk tough Tony stuff?
Okay. So you sweating all up now? You all right? So cool.
Sound like you already did. So I guess I'm matching you.
Okay. Well, no problem.
You're not gonna call. Listen, brother. Listen. You're not gonna call my phone and threaten me and tell me what you think I did when I didn't do it.
Oh, it's what I know, Brendan. It's what I know. Okay.
Well, listen,
you didn't send me.
Where you at right now?
Okay.
Where
you know we ain't got work. You know what? I tell you what.
You
come Sunday. That's your ass, then, Brendan.
No. How about what you doing right now?
What you mean? What I'm doing right now? I'm at work right now.
Oh. So you at work calling me about some bull parking spot?
Oh, okay. Oh, look at the cussing Christian now. Look
no,
at you.
No.
Look at the cussing.
No, you. No. Matter of fact, you. Okay. If you want to do something, let's do it now. Parking lot. I don't care where we at.
Okay.
That's one thing you're not going to do is disrespect me. I'm telling you that right now, brother Calvin. You bring your ass down here, I'm going to fold you like a wet piece of paper. You don't know who you f***ing with, okay? I done been locked up 6-7 years. I'm just in the church trying to get my life together. And you think you're just going to talk s*** to me? You got another thing coming, brother. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if you want to get it on, meet me in the parking lot right now. I give you an hour to get there, you piece of s***.
Now you're trying to scare me. With your background.
I'm trying to tell you what it is.
Oh, no, you're trying to scare me with your background or something. Like, evidently, I ain't know you had been in jail.
With the wrong one.
I'm just going to say this. Do you know Lester that also
yeah,
worked?
I know Lester.
He also had a cars parking?
Would you try to buy yourself out of this?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something about to lay on you?
No.
Because now you're talking about, I know Lester.
Okay. Lester is the person to tell me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brendan, your boy Lester in the parking lot got me to prank phone call you. I brought the lockdown out of you, man. Did I bring the lockdown out of you?
Strangle Lester. Y'all got me out here talking reckless. I should have hope passed it over here this way.
Well, hang in there, bro, and do this for me, man. Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey radio show, man.
Hey, man, if you see somebody Sunday pull up in a van, show them some love, baby. Show them some love.
I might have to call out this week, man. My heart can't take it.
Tell you what. I go out to the parking lot ministry. What up to all of y'all at the church is the parking lot ministry.
Yeah.
Y'all doing good work. Tommy just playing with you, all right? The nephew will be Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. One show Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. The nephew is coming to town. Stupid is on the way. Ignorance is here. Memorial Day weekend, and you do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now. Oh, I'm about to be as stupid as the... Oh, my God, you're not going to believe it.
I bet
you're not going to be way more stupid than panties and popsicles. Way more stupid than that.
This was random. He just said...
Ooh. I create a business. You know I will. Ducks and draws. We sell ducks and draws.
What?
They have nothing to do with each other.
What you going to sell in Louisville?
Come on.
Oh, man. Hula hoops. And
perfect.
And wigs. Hula hoops and wigs. You're going to shake it no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
You're crazy.
I'm about to have some fun, wow. man. Come on out. Louisville, Kentucky. Come see your boy. The nephew will be there all weekend long. All weekend long. I'm having fun. I'm being stupid. You're going to get your party on. You're going to get your laugh on. And we are going to enjoy ourselves. I said it, and I ain't taking none of it back. Yeah.
All right. All right, nephew. Thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.